Not every time we're going to get fireworks for our matches. You know, sometimes quiet wins are all we really need. The kind that tell you a team is learning the language of champions. And this was that kind of week for Arsenal. A narrow win at Craven Cottage capped it. Leandro Trossard's bundled finish may never make a highlight reel, but it meant everything. I watched it again anyway. Up Gunners! A 1-0 victory away to Fulham, 3 points kept, top spot held, and yet the performance wasn't built on flair, but on faith. Fulham were brave, clever, and ready to test Arsenal's resolve. For long stretches, they looked the sharper side. Then came that corner, Saka's delivery, Gabriel's flick, Trossard's knee, and just like that, Arsenal turned routine into result.
Pushing for the opening goal, overcomes the delivery. This time it's in from Trossard! Trossard turns it in from close range and the Gunners have the lead.
The scoreline won't tell the full story, but the stats whisper what matters most. Fulham didn't have a single shot on target. For the second league game in a row, that's not luck, guy. That's structure. Defensive discipline has quietly become Arsenal's biggest flex. Saliba and Gabriel move like twin sentinels. Rice has built a fortress in midfield. David Raya's gloves stay clean, but not because he's idle, it's because everything ahead of him is organized. Mikel Arteta's team may not always sparkle, but they've learned the sacred art of control. Still, it's not all been good news. The week began with a grim update. Martin Odegaard, the captain and creative pulse, sidelined with a knee injury that could keep him out for 6 weeks. The heartbeat of Arsenal's build-up gone for a stretch that would test depth and direction. You don't replace Odegaard's touch of vision easily, but you have to adapt. And up front, Victor Gyökeres continues to search for rhythm. Well, title races don't wait for strikers to rediscover themselves. Yet, in the tension, there's a strange calm about this Arsenal side. They're learning to absorb pressure, to win while missing pieces, to make do and still deliver. The kind of form that doesn't trend on social media but counts in May. This is what growth looks like. Not the flash of genius, but the grind of consistency. Arsenal are winning ugly, defending beautifully, and managing moments like professionals who have seen heartbreak too many times before. And perhaps the truest sign of evolution, no panic, no chaos, just progress. When Trossard wheeled away at Craven Cottage, I was relieved. And I recognized something, that Arsenal can still impose themselves when rhythm deserts them. That leadership isn't just wearing the armband, it's every player owning the moment. As we head into another week, the story is simple. Arsenal are still top, still imperfect, still dangerous. We'll miss Odegaard's magic. We'll need Gyökeres to start scoring goals. But we've built something sturdier than form. We've built belief. In football, as in life, you can't always dance your way through the storm. Sometimes you just keep your shape and walk through it. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the gunner spirit alive and remember, Up Gunners!